الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي المدني الأبطحي التهامي السيد البهي السراج المضيء الكوكب الدري صاحب الوقار والسكينة المدفون بالمدينة العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear respected audience, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات. الله عز وجل starts this chapter, سورة الملك, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. The Holy Quran, the verses in the Quran are very tightly connected. I hear sometimes people say Allah in the Quran talks about a topic and then it jumps from one topic to another just to keep you interested or just to keep you attentive or engaged. No. Allah Azza wa Jal, every verse, its place in the Quran is very well calculated and for a reason. And it's all relating to the same topic of that chapter and of the Holy Quran. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Let's take these few words. تبارك is a form of a person saying blessed be he, Allah. الذي. Now I am looking at a specific angle when I talk about Allah Azza wa Jal. And let me introduce tonight this topic of addressing Allah in different names so I can connect it to talking about this verse, then connect it to the meaning of our prayers in Dua Jawshan al-Kabir and what it means. When I say Allah, when I use the word Allah, it's a name. What do I mean by that name? When I say Rahman, is it the same thing as I say Allah? When I say Ra'uf, is it the same thing as I say Rahman? And when I say Ghafoor, is it the same name as I say Rahman and Ra'uf? If it were the same, then having different names would mean that Allah Azza wa Jal is using several words for the same meaning. Let's examine this. When I hear merciful, when I hear beneficent, when I hear forgiver, when I hear knower, what comes to mind is a special meaning, a certain meaning that I get to understand, that brings a specific concept and principle that I as a human being relate to. So when I say forgiver, I understand what forgiveness is, but I understand it from my perspective. Now, yesterday we talked about Allah's knowledge. And we said, His knowledge, we have what's called presential and representative knowledge. And His knowledge is presential, meaning Allah knows of things not in a way that someone is telling Him of it. Why? Why we should reject that? Because if Allah Azza wa Jal, for Him to know, He needs something to happen for Him to know of it. What did we just attribute to Allah? That He is in need. And Allah is not in need. If Allah needs me to do something for Him to know of it, then Allah is in need and Allah is not in need. Therefore, my understanding of knowledge is wrong here. Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows of it before it happens. For it to happen, Allah should know of it. Listen to this very carefully, please. For me to know of something, I need it to happen, and then I know of it. Allah Azza wa Jal, His knowledge of things creates the things. Different. As I told you in the second lecture, always be very careful. Where do people mix up and start getting lost in this issue? When they mix between the attributes, talking about us, the creation, and talking about Him, the Creator. Him, when we talk about Him, we talk about Him in the most absolute, infinite form. There is no relativity, empty of any ignorance and not knowing, or imperfection. When I say I am merciful, am I absolutely merciful? No. Allah Azza wa Jal is all merciful in all aspects infinitely. Now, I say Allah is all merciful. Allah is all knowing. Allah is all living. Is Allah, look at me for example right now. When I say me as a person, I'm a student. I'm also a lecturer. I am an engineer. I am a brother. I am a son. Every single moment, every single attribute of mine, when I take all of them, compositely creates what? Me. So when I am being a son to my parents, I am not being a brother to my sisters. I am right now acting on being a son to my parents. Yes, my potential is when my sisters come to talk to me, I address them as a brother. And when I work and study and try to seek my theological sciences, is different when I study for my philosophical sciences. I keep on putting different hats. The composite of who I am makes me. But me, I'm a potential at the time that I'm speaking to you. I have the potential of being the son. I have the potential of being the brother. But when my father and mother, they talk to me, I'm not lecturing, I attend to them. I act on being the son. When my sisters talk to me, I act on being the brother. Allah Azza wa Jal, when we say He is all merciful, when we say He is all knowing, does it mean at times He is all knowing and at other times He is all merciful, but when He is all merciful, He is not all knowing? Here is something very important. Imagine this cup of water, and please understand this from me right now. The examples when we give to relate the ideas in regards to Allah Azza wa Jal, take it from the angle I'm trying to point out. Because as the example brings nearer the idea, if we examine it from different perspective, it might get you farther from the idea. So, imagine I look at this cup. The people on the right hand will see the cup from a different angle. The people on the left hand will see the cup from a different angle. Right or wrong? But the reality, the cup in its entirety is a cup. But the cup from the right is different from the cup from the left. Well, your left, my right, your left, right? Left. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. The point is, you see this object from different angles. But the reality of it, the object itself, has its entity and takes different forms and is looked at from different angles. And every angle we look at it is not the opposite angle. It is different angle. Right or wrong? Any created object will fall within this limitation. Except the absolute. Why? Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, Allah has no limits to limit him. When there are no limits, it means he is infinite, not finite. When he is infinite, it means what? That he has no angle. There is no angle to take it from. He is all one, simple and unique. Listen to this. He is simple and unique. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So if we take this verse of the Holy Quran, there is nothing like him. Anything that comes to your mind, anything that you think of, as you're saying, Ya Allah, and you believe or think it is he, know that it is not he. Completely take it out. Why? Because you were in your mind able to capture and image and say that's Allah. That's not Allah. Why? Because la hadda yahuddu. There is no limit to limit him. For he is what? Infinite and absolute. Having said that, it means what? That Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no way to say, I will look at him from this perspective or this angle. Since he is infinite and he is absolute. So now, what does it mean then? He is Ar-Rahman, he is Ar-Rahim. Listen very attentively. When I say Ar-Rahman, I am looking, I the human being, at He, the absolute and infinite, from my relative stand and my own limitation at that attribute of His being Ar-Rahman. But in reality, Allah, as He is Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim, He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Al-Qayyum, He is Al-Hay, He is all of them at all time, independently, absolutely, infinitely. He is with no imperfection at all. And when I want to, as a relative person, as a contingent being, as a creation of His, I want to ask Him, because of me being the finite, being the relative, I think of an aspect of my need, I relate it to Him, and I say, Ya Rahman, for I need His mercy. Ya Ghafoor, for I need His forgiveness. Ya Raziq, for I need His sustenance. But He is all of them at all times. And when I want to call on Him with all His attributes, I say, Ya Allah. And that is why Allah became titled as Ismullah al-A'zam, the greatest name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Is that clear so far? We move forward. Let me hear a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Blessed He is, whose hands, in whose hand is what? Al-Mulk. Al-Mulk, the translation I see it called dominion. The domain. Everything. Let's stop on this word, Al-Mulk. It's very interesting. Allow me to give you a few examples and then I'll relate it to the name here. Look around you. Look at this, what we see as emptiness. Is it really empty? Can you who have cell phones on you raise your hand? I'm not going to ask you what type. I'm not going to take it away. Just raise your hand. Tell me that you have a cell phone. I have one here. Probably every single person, right? You know, that's the question. Who doesn't have a cell phone on him? MashaAllah. Where are you from? My God. I don't know. No, the lecture. Okay, all right. SubhanAllah. He is very strange, I tell you. I'm very baffled. But let me ask you. Each and every one of you carrying a cell phone, there is a reality to us we don't see. For our cell phones to be functioning, here's a technical part, they emit a signal to the nearest tower to connect to. Right or wrong? So there is a signal being emitted at all times. Signal goes back and forth. I'm here. Why? So any phone call that comes to you, the main hub knows where to route the phone call to what tower. Very simple. But let me ask you, do you see the signals in your eyes here? You'll be amazed if you would see the signals. You would actually be amazed. Imagine you're walking and you're just emitting signals. Imagine you're able to see this reality. The question is, does it happen? It is happening. Whether you like it or not, the fact is what? It is happening. You're emitting signals left, right, and center. Do you see it? Does it exist? The reality of this cell phone of yours lies in the signals. Without these signals, does it work? No, it doesn't. The same thing, electricity. Do you see the roots of the electricity? You see the effects, you see the lights. But the root and how it is related to the electricity all the way at the generator. The doctor was giving us a beautiful presentation. Convince me not to eat anymore. Or to eat moderately. Have you seen, if you look, if I were to see you as within your true functions, what make you function? That heart, these arteries, these vessels, amazing. But what is it that we see? The beauty and the power. Look at what your eyes perceives. It doesn't see everything, does it? But imagine now, when you're looking at the electricity and you're working on the laptop, you're working on your laptop is connected to what? To the power, to the electrical generator, all the way back to the... If your fingers were to directly, don't do this, don't try this at home, okay? Instead of the laptop being plugged in the wall, you're plugged into the wall. What happens to you? You would feel the electrical shock, won't you? Yes, you would. But subhanAllah, you don't. Why? Because the laptop which you're benefiting from is what? Is the one that's truly relying on the electricity and functioning is through that electricity. So far, so good? You put your Word document, you type, you send your email using Outlook, whatever you're using, send, etc. You're functioning, but this laptop, the reality of it, if you were to see what is happening on this laptop now, at this moment, it would be amazing. Every button you press, it sends a signal. The signal is taken through these electrical circuits, transformed into zeros and ones. The zeros and ones are transformed into commands. The commands are transferred then through the CPU, through the network card, all the way into frames, and then sent to somewhere, God knows, in America, in Canada, in Britain, and for that person to receive that email. Imagine now you're able to see how are we connected and dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. Because at the end of the day, you and I what? Exist. Where do we get this existence from? It's very simple existence. Look at you and I. Everything, this exists. This exists. This exists. For it to exist, it must receive what we call emanation from that who gives existence. This dependency and this emanation and this hold of all existence from Him and the reality of the authority in which He controls everything is called Al-Mulk. تبارك الذي بيده. When you realize that and understand that, that's where you understand what Allah says. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Why is He عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ? For everything goes back to His what? Mulk. Everything within what? بِيَدِهِ. Everything is what? In His hands. If we were to just think of this, if we were to look at this, we then can understand how we are ya aliman bi faqri wa faqati, my dependency. Dear brothers and dear sisters, the more we can understand the meaning of dependency, the more we will understand and direct ourselves, discipline ourselves, and when we say Ya Allah, we mean it. We need to realize what? The reality of that dependency. For He has the mulk. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah created this death and life, for what purpose? To test you. So you can see amongst you who is the best indeed. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَةِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Look at this beauty. Look at this creation. Do you see in it any wrong? Do you see something wrong in this creation? You can't. Now, the question is this. Allah Azza wa Jal biyadihi al-mulk. And please give me your undivided attention. These are very delicate matters and principles. I'm building on each and every one of them. Why? So when you stand and pray, when I pray to Allah on the night of power, I know who I am calling. Every night I want to train our minds. I want to train our minds. Why? On the night of power, I'm asking Allah from His sustenance. Right or wrong? But His sustenance is from Him. And we said, Allah Azza wa Jal, His knowledge is one and the same. Doesn't change. Our knowledge changes. So I want to ask you a question. By the way, this mulk, remember who was given what when he reached what state in the Holy Quran? وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ ملكوت السماوات والأرض وليكون من الموقنين. إبراهيم عليه السلام, what was he given? The ability to see this ملكوت, this ability in which Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah, how He has authority over everything. This is الملكوت. وكذلك نري إبراهيم ملكوت السماوات والأرض. الملكوت and the mulk are one and the same, but different angles of things. الملك is the actual entity, الملكوت is its dependency on Allah Azza wa Jal. Anything here is within the mulk. Anything that we see is called al-mulk. Its relationship to Allah, we call it al-malakut. Ibrahim alayhi salam has seen that. And that's why he has reached وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. We made them imams. Why? Because they were patient and they reached that level that they see things that way. Our imam, salamullahi ta'ala alayhim, their way they see the universe is how Ibrahim alayhi salam is shown the universe. They saw that, they see that. Have you heard, have you read the first sermon of Peak of Eloquence? By Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. When he describes the creation of the universe, it's like someone watching the creation. I'm not exaggerating this. Open the Peak of Eloquence and read it. And if I didn't want to take another hour or two of your time, I would have examined the sermon itself. Read it. Read it. One thing, by the way, I noticed. People don't read much. And why? What do we do right now? We say, La ilaha illallah. Ask yourself right now, how many books have you read this year? Ask yourself, before nodding and feeling bad, and all, how many books have you read? And I'm not talking about a textbook or a file that you had to as... You know the files that you avoided when you went to work, as the doctor was talking about? You looked to the right, you saw them. You looked to the left and you saw the computer. You looked to the right again and you saw the phone. Those files. I'm not talking about those files. See, I was listening. The thing is here. How much do you read? Do you think knowledge comes because... Let me sidetrack a little bit. I hear lately a lot of people love this topic called Irfan, mysticism. And they love to be mystics, and they want to get to be mystical, and they want to learn. What I found, first of all, and there are people who claim to be mystics. Let me tell you this. Whoever claims this is far away from it. This is knowledge that is given only the chosen ones. And the chosen ones give it only to those who choose. It is not given on the manabir. It is not given on podiums. It is not given through making certain hijabs and certain du'as and certain things that make religions look like or seem like a secretive society that has a secretive book, and from it you get a secretive prayer, and from that secretive prayer suddenly, poof, you see the world and all it is. People sometimes think that it is easy to achieve closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal by taking shortcuts. And they seek these shortcuts. Is there something, amal or work or prayers that I can read that Allah Azza wa Jal will give me this knowledge that will open my heart and the light of the knowledge just overcomes my heart? It doesn't happen this way, dear brothers and sisters. And whoever kid you that it happens this way, understand that he is one who is misleading you. I say it with authority. Why? Allah Azza wa... Nowadays, a lot of times, unfortunately, we try to fool the minds of people by giving these stories of how someone suddenly, poof, became all-knowing, became the scholar of the time. Dear brothers and sisters, some stories are true. But these individuals didn't become the way they are overnight. The person who related the story forgot to tell you the rest of it. That this poor man or this poor woman was working 20, 30 years worshipping Allah and working day and night to feed their minds. And then, at the end, Allah Azza wa Jal granted them that. But they tell you only the granting part, they forget to tell you about the 30, 40 years of work. Whatever comes easy, goes easy. So I want you back to this point. Reading is essential for anything. If you, as we talk, the mind starts saying, inshallah, on the night of power, I'll be able to do this and I'll be able to do that. Slow down here. You'll be able to do what you are. What are you? And what you are is what you know. What do you know? And what you know is what you learn. And you learn either through reading, or through reading. You think these lectures will do any good? All these lectures are doing is giving you a direction. If you think by listening to these lectures, 30 days in the month of Shahr Ramadan, 10 days in Muharram, and once a week, you'll become something, you're fooling yourself. I am telling you, you're fooling yourself. All I'm doing is planting interest and direction. All I'm trying to do is helping you form and shape a way for you to advance yourself. The rest is what you do on a daily basis. If this means something to you, spend time every single day. The books, how many books do you read a month? Examine this. A week. Too much. A month. Do you read one book a month? That means 12 books a year. Is 12 books a year a lot, do you think? Seriously. How many of us, don't raise your hand, I'm just... We're already laughing. We know the answers. Why do you think, dear brothers and dear sisters, yesterday I said something, today I want to repeat it. Today the battle is not the wars that we take and we hold on a battlefield. It is not the war fought with armies and fought with tanks and artillery. Today, the battlefield is the mind. Who conquers this? Who holds that? Your intellect. Your intellect is the most important that you have. With it you can defeat, and with it you can be defeated. When someone controls you with their ideas, I don't care how much money you have, I don't care how much wealth you have, or how much power, you become what? In their control. Look at today. You have some of the titans in the world. When you look at their beliefs, I know someone who died, I believe in India, who was worshipped by people. And he was doing some sort of tricks or magic or whatever it is. You just wonder when you realize these very important people who actually worshipped him. I mean, just think about it. Really? What got into their minds to worship someone like them? He got hold of their minds. That idea became what? The master, the controlling idea in them. Today we see all sorts of things. The battle today is here. That's why when we pray, what are we doing? Yesterday I started a hadith, I did not complete it. When the person asked the Imam alayhi salam, how much of my prayer do I get? He said, what you approach your prayer, you get away with it. If you put your heart in your prayer, whatever your heart in is whatever your heart takes. You know the most beautiful and powerful thing about your prayers? It liberates the mind to think in ways never thought of before. Why? Because imagine what you're doing. One of the great scholars one time said, who would fall short and fear when his hand is in the hands of the All-Powerful? When you put your mind and you direct yourself to the All-Knowing, obviously as a reflection of the All-Knowing, you are given knowledge. Right or wrong? As a reflection of the All-Beneficent, All-Merciful, you're given these. The problem is where? When we pray, where is our mind? When I say, Ya Allah, when I pray Surah Al-Hamd, what is Surah Al-Hamd? Surah Al-Hamd is a praise to Allah Azza wa Jal. Am I really praising Him? How can I praise someone I don't know? It all goes back to what? Knowing Him. And knowing, dear brothers and sisters, takes time and takes effort. You ought to put the time and effort. Why do we ask our children what we don't do? Seriously. Read, educate, be, and we don't do it. We need to start with ourselves. Whoever thought changing the self is easy, he should examine that again. Because when you change, you'll find things you've never seen before in your life. When you change, you will realize things and you will experience things you've never experienced in your life. And you think these experiences come easy and they're cheap? No, Allah Azza wa Jal made them for those, as the Hadith Qudsi says, my servant, you take one step towards me, I come a mile towards you. One step, a mile, wallah, it's a great transaction. Here, I come a step to it. But it's not the step that it's not the physical, it's right up here. Listen, whatever you do, you will never escape that it starts right up here. I don't care, there are no shortcuts. I'm telling you, give up. And mashallah, all of you are young. So why waste the time? It starts today, start right now. Don't procrastinate. Two things that Imam Sadiq salamullahi ta'ala alayhi says. He said two things killed man. Too much hope and procrastination. Right or wrong? I swear to God, all of us know that this fits us exactly. We hope too much, we procrastinate more than that. I will inshallah. Oh, I am so excited. I loved what he said. He pumped me up. I want to do this. And then what happens? We go home, we go to sleep, and that's it. It's done. Unless you start the change, and the change has to do with the will, and tomorrow we're going to talk about it in more details. Unless you started, and you become a manifestation of Allah's attributes. Al-Khalifa ala al-Ard, what does it mean? إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَ. What does it mean? You manifest His attributes. When you manifest His attributes, you say, I am dependent on You. I want to. Link me to You. I am aware of that. Because we are linked whether we like it or not. But I'm saying, Allah, I'm aware of that. Give me more. Allah, give me more of what I need. اللهم إني أسألك باسمك يا مانع. Oh Allah, verily I beseech Thee in Thy name, O preventer of misfortune. يا دافع, repeller of calamities. يا رافع, elevator of rank. I want to be elevated, I want to be in a better rank. What do I ask Allah? Remember, He is one. But now, I want to elevate myself. I ask Allah, Ya Rafi'. I don't ask Him, Ya Shafi, O healer. If what I want from Him is to elevate me, what do I ask Him? With what name? Ya Rafi' or Ya Alim? Which one do I ask? Ya Rafi'. If I need sustenance, what do I ask Him? Ya Ghafoor, Ya Rahim, or Ya Raziq? So ask Allah, and be acquainted with these names. I'll give you something to do tonight. Think of something you need from Allah Azza wa Jal. Relate that thing to a name. You want sustenance? Say Ya Razak. You want forgiveness? Say Ya Ghafoor. You need Rahmah? Say Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman. You want to be covered from your... You fear someone is going to know something you don't want them to know? Say Ya Satir. Just from now, when you leave, think of this. And start saying the name until you fall asleep. Not while you're driving or leaving, but when you fall asleep at home. So let's say you want forgiveness. Ya Ghafoor, 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 Ya Ghafoor. Keep on saying it. And look at how it affects you. In coming lectures, we will see how Ya Ghafoor, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Satir, Ya Alim, Ya Mannan, Ya Hannan, Ya Sani'u, Ya Nafi'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Shafi'u, Ya Wasi'u, Ya Musi'u. How will they all collapse together when I address Allah Azza wa Jal is through the gates He set to us. أهل البيت عليهم أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Let me end with this part. يا صانع كل مصنوع يا رازق كل مرزوق يا مالك كل مملوك يا كاشف كل مكروب يا فارج كل مهموم يا راحم كل مرحوم. O fashioner of every fashioned thing. O creator of every created thing. O provider of every needy thing. O sovereign over all objects. O dispeller of every hardship. O comforter of every griever. Ya rahim kulli marhum, ya nasir kulli makhzul, ya satir kulli ma'yub, ya malja kulli matrud. O merciful to every sufferer, O helper of everything forsaken, O concealer of every blemished thing, O shelter for every exile. سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار يا رب. Dear brothers and dear sisters, tonight the time is up. I want you to leave with this. Allah is Allah. يا من لا إله إلا هو. يَا مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Only He knows who He is. We don't know the essence of Allah. We don't get close to that. We leave that alone. We know Him through the ways He wanted us to know Him. Through what? His names. You need something. Each and every one of you has a need tonight. I know that. We created as needy. There is no way to escape it. Think of your need, relate it to the name of Allah's names, and leave reciting this name. And if you do not know of any, you're overwhelmed with your needs, say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And enjoy the name. Experience this. Enjoy it like never before. And if you want to do something further, open Dua Jawshan tonight and read it. If you want to do something further, open the Holy Quran and look through the names of Allah in the Holy Quran. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا، شفيع ذنوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم.
توجه زيارته.